今年的题目是盼望。
This year our topic is hope.
因为圣诞实在上帝予人有盼望。
For during Christmas time, God does give us hope.
头先这段经文主要是这个四岁约翰的爸爸。
The passage we read a while ago was spoken by Zacharias, the father of John the Baptist, by the power of the Holy Spirit. And his main message was this. He talked about the future of how God will raise up a horn of salvation for his people. What is a horn? What is a horn of salvation? The horn, of course, is the most powerful part of an animal.
So you can see the animal in the past, it's usually used to be.
When an animal wants to attack or when they're fighting, they use their horn.
So, in this place, it talks about God wants to build a rescue horn, it represents the power of rescue power to save his people.
It says here that God will raise up a horn of salvation. By a powerful hand, God will rescue his people.
But in this place,
But what was the background of this passage when Zacharias spoke thus?
So, this background, when we 了解的时候，这个信息来哦，是非常非常的重要。
Now, this message came at a very timely season.
因为咱知影当时是以色列，诶，最讲是一个亡国的状态。
Because at that time, there was no Israel. Israel was not a nation.
因为伊这个所在是受到罗马帝国的控制。
They were under the rule of the Roman Empire.
所以呢，伫这个亡国的状态里面，诶，最讲是非常非常的艰难。
And as the Israelite people did not have a nation, they were having a very difficult time.
几方面的艰难来讲呢
？In a few ways.
正就讲伫世母的里面，因是非常非常的艰苦。
For example, they had a hard time with their taxes.
因为特别，伊是犹太人，然后咧骗了犹太人，亲像杀鸡杀等。
Because there were Jews who were extorting other Jews, such as in the case of Zacchaeus.
因为呢，亲像杀鸡推到罗马人来做工，来着骗了家己的百姓。
Zacchaeus was a Jew, but he worked for the Roman Empire, and he was mistreating his own countrymen.
所以你看，当你看到当耶稣入去了杀鸡的厝来时
，So when Jesus went to the house of Zacchaeus,
了杀鸡做了两个真重要的决定。
Remember.That Zacchaeus did two things.
然后一个真重要决定就是讲到我已经骗人诶，我现在要四倍还伊。
One was Zacchaeus made a decision that he will repay those people whom he had extorted four times what he got from them.
然后第二样，伊将伊有诶物件了分互丧乡诶人。
He also decided to give away his riches to the poor.
所以你看到伊要用四倍行人，你若根据旧约的观点来讲，这个是骗人以后，然后要行人四倍。
Now why would he repay those people four times? Well, that was according to Old Testament law, where if you extort someone or if you cheat someone of their money, you have to repay them four times.
所以你看到迄个时阵的以色列人、犹太人非常非常的艰难。
So the Israelites or the Jews at that time were having a very difficult time.
所以你看到当该要看耶稣，无人要给伊，所以伊个背脊树顶。
Zacchaeus was not able to see Jesus. No one would allow him to, so he had to climb up a tree.
So you see, that 情形、那个背景来讲，犹太人在经济方面也是受了逼迫。
So when you look at the story of Zacchaeus, you know the financial strait that the Jews were in.
然后当时你若看到因的生活里面，常常受到犹太、罗马人的骗。
At the same time, we understand that the Israelites at that time were often mistreated by Romans.
你会记得有一摆当耶稣行就十字路口、十字架道路顶面的时
候 ？Do you remember that when Jesus was on the way to the cross?
然后伊掠一个人叫做西门，然后推耶稣背十字架。
The Roman soldiers just grabbed someone whose name was Simon to take the cross for Jesus.
为什么有法当？
Why were the Romans able to do that?
因为这个是罗马人有的权利。
Well, according to their law, Romans had that privilege.
所以现在是需要人加物件，伊就我当叫一个犹太人来加，因为将伊当作奴才。
the Romans treated the Jews as slaves. They could just grab any Jew and ask them to carry things for them. So you might remember Jesus saying that if someone asks you to go 1 mile, you can go another extra mile. The first mile is actually an obligation of the Jews because a Roman can ask a Jew to go 1 mile anytime. In other words,
所以你看嘛，猶太人當時活在一個真正艱難、真痛苦的裡面。
The Jews were living in a very desperate, a very bad situation.
經濟受人逼迫。
Financially, they were oppressed.
然後在生活裡面，真正是羅馬人，我當叫你從啥，你就乖乖改從。
Even in daily life, they had to obey the Romans, whatever the Romans asked them to do.
所以在這個背景時陣，撒加利亞在聖靈充滿講了這個信息。
Now, against such backdrop, Zacharias.Preached this message. Zechariah said,
我繼續讀，用以色列的上帝是應當稱頌的，因為伊眷顧伊的百姓，為因施行了救贖，在伊的仆人大卫的家中，為着咱興起了拯救的腳。
Zechariah said, Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited us and accomplished redemption for his people, and has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of David his servant.
So, when we know this background, this message is out there, it gave the Israelite people a very big hope.
So, we understand the background at that time, and we understand how much hope was brought to them by Zechariah's message.
I'll tell you, that thing
hasn't come. Now, even before these things, had taken place. Even before salvation had been accomplished, this message was preached, and that in itself already brought hope. You know, as we live in this world, we all need hope. Hope brings several very important things. First of all, because we have hope,we can live meaningfully. If a person has no hope, then life is no longer meaningful. When people see no hope in their life, they might take their own life. Or they live in a very desperate situation. Some people, when they are in jail, for example, if they have a life sentence, in other words, they know they're just going to live all their lives in jail, they see no hope for the future. Then they live in a very purposeless, meaningless way.
所以我看到人若是假使活在这个世界有盼望的时阵，伊活得有价值、有意义。
So if we live with hope in this life, then we will be able to find meaning and purpose.
之前我在錄音的裡面，我常常有時跟老人在講話。
In our seniors activity center, I often talk to the elderly.
然後我有感覺有幾款老人真特別。
And I discover there are quite interesting elderly people.
有一個老人哦，我大家人真聽伊。
There is actually this old lady that we all love.
這個青英子啊。
And her name is Juanita.
這個青英子，這個人真特別。
She is a very special.
你知这个人现在是九十几岁。
You know she is already in her 90s.
然后，但是你知我跟你讲啊，伊每一摆来的时阵，伊有一个心咧学物件。伊讲咱人怎么样，活到老就干呐，学到老。
But whenever she comes to our seniors activity center, she is there to learn something. She loves to learn, and she says she will learn. As long as she lives.
每一摆来我咧讲道的时阵。
Every time when we share a message,
然後你我跟你說，伊逐摆坐，唔是头一桌，就是第二桌。
She would sit either in the front row or the second row.
伊讲啥物
？And she says,
如果我坐更远哦，耳啊干呐，听袂清楚，老人耳啊听袂清楚。
I can hear well when I'm seated at the back.
所以你我问伊讲，哇，你要干哪？伊讲，相信每一摆学物件，因为伊相信印尼的有五万继续话。
And she wants to sit in the front so that she could hear and she could learn. For her, there's still hope and there's still a future, and she wants to keep on learning. But there's another type of old people who are always complaining.
啊，伊讲，哎呀，老了无动用了，等死。
They'll They're saying, I'm old, I'm useless, I'm just waiting to die. If they have diabetes, even though they have diabetes, they would drink all the Milos and all the coffee they want with lots of sugar. And if you ask them, why are you taking in so much sugar? You have diabetes. And one of them told me, it's all right, I'm waiting to die anyway. Sooner or later, we'll all die. Well, if we live in a way with no hope and no future in mind, we will live in a very reckless way. So, do you know what their hope is? What is the hope of all those elderly people? Their hope is for Tuesday and Thursday to come sooner. Because they love to come to our seniors activity center on those days, and at least they have a short term hope in mind. Well, this year, our Seniors Activity Center ended early December. And we are on vacation now. We will start again in January. And the old people are very sad because within this period of time, they have nothing to do.
So,
But at least they have hope, a short-term hope at that, but they have hope and they're hoping for the next FAC activity, and still life has some meaning. So hope is important. Hope does not only give us meaning or purpose in life, hope also gives us strength. Because when we have hope for something in the future, then we find the strength to do something about it. You know, a lot of people when they're sick, especially when they come to near the end of their lives, you know, sometimes there are old people who are dying who are waiting to see maybe some relatives for a final time. You see often how they have the strength to just hang on and hang on until they see their loved one arrive. A lot of doctors have told me
the will to live.
That whether a person lives or not depends on their will, a will to live. If they don't have the will to live, then they don't have the power to keep fighting. So we find out in our affliction, if we have hope, then we have strength to fight whatever situation we're in. You know, a very important lesson that I've learned is that hope gives me strength. In my final year in BSOP, I went on a OJT. I went to a small church. And I lived in a house owned by the church. It's a wooden little house that's been there many decades. The door of the church is narrow. You have to go up the second floor. The church is divided into two parts. One part is for worship, and the other part is for the pastor's residence. So at that time, when I had my practicum there was another seminarian who got there earlier, and I was the second one, and I got there later. So when I got there,
然后有两张床底下
there were two beds.
那个是 folding bed.
There were folding beds.
但是哈，伊是用铁的，那款不是蓬布的 folding bed.
But it was metal. It was not canvas.
所以我困底下
So I was sleeping there.
然后我发现一个真特别的代志
And I discovered something very interesting.
那个床哦，是头前一边边，中间凸一个，甲边边落来。
That the bed was basically flat, but in the middle there was a bump.
So, I actually
endured that for 3 days and I had a very terrible back pain.
So, I decided
maybe I could just sleep on my stomach.
但是那個時候我沒有那麼大的腹肚啦。
Well, at that time, I didn't have a big belly like now.
所以呢，那個時候我是閃閃，真正壯。
I was still fit at that time.
所以一落去也沒腹肚，也吐咧，也是艱苦啊，要死。
And so I slept on my belly, but still the bump was in my way.
然後到落尾翻起睏。
And so finally I slept sideways.
這也痛。
And my sides were painful.
所以我跟你講啊，無阻一個所在。你有法能睏得爽，那條牀啊。
So that I found out there was not one single position in which you could sleep comfortably.
所以我要做一個決定。
So I made a decision.
什麼決定？
The decision.
我將那個真正薄的骨枕去睏塗下。
Was to put my cushion on the floor instead and just slept on the floor.
然後我要做一個決定。
I made a decision.
但是要睏的整一暗。
But the night, before I went to sleep.
然後我看到真多螺絲在咬。
I saw a lot of mice running around.
所以我現在面對一個更加大的問題。
And so I had another problem then.
我要腰痛，腹肚痛。
Do I prefer an aching body all over?
還是睡在地上讓螺絲咬？
Or do I prefer sleeping on the floor and being bitten by the mice?
所以那個時候我現在有另外一個考慮。
And so I had another consideration to make.
然後這個考慮是什麼？
The consideration was
去跟教會說。
To just go and tell the church.
I
could just go and tell the church, could you give me another bed? I was considering
that.
But then something popped into my mind that stopped me from doing it.
Why?
Because if I had complained to the church,
I
was afraid the church would tell me,
you're
a preacher and you're supposed to suffer for Christ. How come you are here for a practicum and you are expecting a good life?
So I was afraid they would say that to me.
I was afraid they would say that to me.
So I didn't want to say anything.
And so I dared not voice my complaint to the church.
That
was after 6 days already.
Wow, I was there for 2 weeks.
And my practicum was supposed to be 2 weeks.
So I did what?
So what did I do?
一日困啊呢，一日困啊呢，一日困啊呢。
I would sleep one way one night and another way another night.
但是心里面有一个愿望。
But in my heart there was hope.
因为我底下实习两礼拜。
Because my practicum was only 2 weeks.
所以我剩几日啊
？And so how many days do I have left? How many nights did I have left?
啊，十四减六，剩几日啊？
I had only 8 nights left.
我跟你讲哦，我头壳里面想八、七、六、五、四、三、二、一，感谢主多几咯。
And in my head, I was literally counting down the nights until the time when I would go home.
我跟你讲，迄个五万给我力量经济啊。
And you know that hope gave me the strength to endure those 2 weeks.
迄个五万给我有法当拄会行会经济。
The hope allowed me to be able.To endure the hardship.
到落尾，我倒去到 BSOP 开了，我跟你讲，世界爽，虽然无汉爽的床，有阮爽到不得了。
After 2 weeks, I went back to BSOP and I had the sweetest sleep ever.
你知原来吼，五万会予人有意义，五万会予人有力量。
You know, hope not only brings us purpose, hope brings us strength.
所以你知当时迄个背景，当一句信息出。
So if you understand the background and you see this message of hope that Zechariah preached,
所以当时以色列人本身伊知影，哎呀，这个有五万，我当继续行落去。当然，罗马产生了混乱动，也是因为这个原因。
The Israelites had a hope, and they were able to continue during their hardships, even though later on did come up a group of people called the Zealots.
你知影，原来五万除了意义。除了力量，也有另外一个真重要的东西。
But you know, hope gives us purpose, hope gives us strength, and hope also gives us another very important thing.
让人有方向。
It gives us direction.
因为原来人若有五万，咱有一个方向，咱要行。
Because if you have hope, then you know where you're going. You have a direction.
所以有时阵，咱特别问细汉囡仔讲，哎。你大汉要创什么？你五万的愿望是什么？
You know, we like to ask little children, what do you want to be when you grow up? What's your direction? Where are you heading?
我一摆问丹丹，你大汉要创啥？
I remember asking Dan, my son, what would you want to be when you grow up?
我跟你讲，伊的愿望真特别。
He had a very special wish.
伊讲什么？我要创一个海底的城市啊。
He said.When he grows up, he's going to build an underwater city.
Wow, 这个厉害。
Wow, that's a big dream.
啊，你知影？你不听讲现在有海底酒店了哈
？You have heard nowadays that there is underwater hotels, right?
你知原来吼，五万吼，会让人有一个方向感。
But you know, if you have hope, you have a direction to work towards.
这个会让人慢慢往前来行。
And it allows us.To keep going one step after another.
有一摆有一个爸母有真侪囡仔。
One time there are a couple of parents who have many children.
伊问囡仔几个囡仔叫伊拢总来。
And they ask their children to come.
伊讲你大汉要做啥物
？They ask the children, "What do you want to be when you grow up?"
然后头一个就讲啥物
？The first child said,
伊讲我爱做建筑师。
I want to be a builder, an architect.
然后哇！伊讲未歹未歹，你爱做建筑师。
And the parents thought, well, that's good if you want to be a builder.
讲既然若要做建筑师哦，将来你就去倒落读啊。有人讲 USD architecture 未歹。
So if you want to study architecture, you should try to get in USD.
所以啊，你将来毕业先去 USD 读你的什么啊？建筑。
So prepare yourself to go to USD to study architecture.
伊问第二个囡仔。
And they ask the second child.
你大汉你要做什么
？What do you want to be when you grow up？
啊，伊讲我要做农夫啊。
And he says he wants to be a farmer. Because a farmer provides for the basic needs of everyone. Otherwise, everyone would starve. And the father thought, well, that's a good ambition also.
UP.
You should go to UP Los Baños.
UP Los Baños. To
study agriculture in UP
Los Baños.
And so aim for that. Go for that direction.
Now, 第三个你要做什么啊?
And they ask the third child, what do you want to be?
啊，我要做医生。
And he says, I want to be a doctor.
哦，你若吃吼老吼，你至少有人医你啊。
Because if my brother plants something and people eat it and they become unwell, they could come to me.
所以吼，做医生，你爸爸听起看呐，未歹啊。
And the father thought, well, that's a good ambition too, to be a doctor.
哎，那读医生就去倒了。
So where should you go if you want to study medicine?
是的，我做未做男主角，咱家真侪医生读无上学堂啊。
I can't just say any school because we have a lot of doctors among us and they went to different schools.
啊，你那边冲急救诶。
If you want to be
emergency,
那
忽然间受伤了、怕了，你就去 PGH。
You should go to PGH.
啊，你那边读别行，大概北京学堂无三堂啊。
But if you want to go into different specialties, then you have to go to different schools.
哦，讲伊讲，哎呀，我那边读急救，来，我进去，你去 UP 去读。
And so they encourage their children that child to get DUP.
啊，一个。哎呀，建筑都有了，一个农夫都有了，做产也有了，一个医生都有了。
And so they have someone aiming to be an architect, they have someone aiming to be a farmer, and they have someone aiming to be a doctor.
你有另外一个讲什么啊？讲你问第四个囝，你爱做什么
？So they ask the fourth child, what do you want to be?
用第四个囝想，要读什么啊
？The fourth child thought,
律师了。
I want to be a lawyer.
律师真重要。
Well, the lawyer is important.
因为律师哦，伊讲哦。我靠我这个嘴跟这个笔，我赚真多钱啊
！Because a lawyer can make a lot of money just by talking and writing.
啊，也头壳心想，哇，我来做律师，我需要我当做法官。
And maybe this child is thinking too. If I become a lawyer, then eventually I want to become a judge.
哎呀，要读 律师要去多少读啊
？So where do you go to study law？
啊啊，阿天你哦，三杯那袂歹吼，三杯那我跟你讲，真侪人袂歹。
And so maybe he should go to San Beda.
啊，不要紧，到大汉看有啥物学堂变，那甲讲了。
So whatever school you want to go to, it's okay.
然后到第五个，想来想去，
The fifth child can't think of what he wants to be.
老爸问你要做啥物
？And the father asked him, "What do you want to be?"
用你喏。要将来要做律师，要做农夫，要做建筑师，要做医生，拢总得对幼稚园开始。
And he says you all want to be different things, but you all have to start from kindergarten.
所以呢，我要做先生。
So I want to be a teacher.
啊，我要做先生来教恁基础，恁教我有你的将来。
I want to be a teacher. I want to teach children their foundation for learning, so that they could build more knowledge upon it.
哎，那要读先生在倒咯？
So where should you go if you want to study education?
啊，有人讲 Philippine Normal College.
Maybe you should go to Philippine Normal College.
啊，迄个教育袂歹。
Well, because that's what they do. They teach teachers.
啊，对不住啊，阿德尼奥拉萨，我暂时将您放咧。
Sorry, 阿德尼奥拉萨， I left you out.
对不？那你来到教罗贝囝。
So they got to their last child, the final child. All the older siblings have chosen their professions. What would the youngest do? So the youngest said to the father, Father, you know what I want to do? I want to be everything that all my brothers want to be. And the father said, That's crazy.
你无可能，你达行未啦
？That's crazy. How can you be everything?
啊，你读一个医生就成十年
？It takes, you know, almost 10 years to be a doctor.
对不？然后你若讲要做一个律师，嘛是要成十年。
You want to study to be a lawyer? It also takes another.
你到老尾，你拢总读读了的时候。
And if you're done studying everything,
啊，你差不多也是拜拜了啦。
You'll be very old by then.
然后。老爸讲，你去想，你去想，想哪来跟我讲。
So the father said to the youngest child, "Well, go and think about it more."
然后，伊想了了。
And the child thought about it.
伊来去找爸爸。
And he came back to his father.
用爸。
And he said,
"Father, 我想了了
I thought about it.
我要做一项。
I want to be one thing."
老爸讲要做什么
？And the father said, "What is it?"
用我要做牧师了。
He says, "I want to be a pastor."
用干哪？你要做牧师啊
？And the father asked, "Why do you want to be a pastor?"
干哪？你想要做牧师啊
？Why a pastor?
伊讲啥物
？And he said，
伊讲你看哈。
He said， "Well, look at it."
我若做牧师啊
，If I'm a pastor，
我是医生啊
，Then I'm a doctor too。
因为我是医治属灵的破病啊
，Because I will be healing spiritual illnesses。
我若是牧师啊
，If I'm a pastor，
我是一个建筑师啊
，I'm a builder too。
我咧建筑人的道德啊
，Because I'm building moral lives。
啊，我若是一个牧师啊
，If I'm a pastor，
我也是一个教师啊
，I'm also a teacher。
我咧教人真道啊
，Because I'm teaching the truth to people。
然后我若是牧师啊
，If I'm a pastor，
我也是一个农夫啊
，I'm also a farmer。
我咧也福音的种子啊
，Because I'm sowing seeds of the gospel。
我若是一个牧师啊
，If I'm a pastor。
三不五时，牧师就做公亲啊，做律师、法官
啊。I'm also a lawyer because a pastor sometimes have to be a mediator.
哎呀，听了的时阵，老爸听了。
And the father heard that.
佮有影啦吼。
And he said, "Well, that makes a lot of sense."
哇，你若做到牧师哦，这款物件含别人伫你地啦。
If you are a pastor, then you actually are all of those things.
啊，不要紧，大汉 BSOP。
And so the father says, "Okay, you're aiming to go to BSOP."
我你看，原来五帮哦，会好人什么呀？方向呢
？So the story simply tells us that if you have hope for the future, you have a direction to work towards.
你五帮会好人行落去。
And that hope allows you to keep going.
对不？所以你看嘛，在迄个背景内面，迄个百姓非常的艰难呐。
Now you understand why when those people were having a very difficult time in that kind of Roman rule.
在圣灵感动内面，和撒加利亚讲了这个信息。
Zacharias was moved by the Holy Spirit to tell this message.
用上帝要给伊什么拯救的角。
The message that God will raise up a horn of salvation.
代表有一个有力量的救主要救了你。
Meaning one day the Lord will powerfully save His people.
兄弟姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
我相信 有信无信的人皆有盼望。
I believe that we all have hope, whether we are a believer or not.
那假使那无盼望，咱实在无意义、无力量、无方向。
If we don't have hope, then we don't have purpose. There's no meaning, there's no strength, there's no direction in life.
但是我感觉较重要的。
But I think it's even more important.
是你的盼望有准确啊无？
Whether our hope is accurate or not.
这个盼望会实现啊无？
Will the hope come true or not?
这两个是真重要的东西。
Now, these are two very important questions.
这个盼望是对啊不对？
Is your hope accurate? Is it well-informed, well-founded?
然后这个盼望是不是会实现？
Will this hope come true?
兄弟姐妹。
Now, brothers and sisters.
当这撒加利亚伫圣灵感动的内面讲的一句话
，Zacharias was moved by the Holy Spirit to say these things.
上帝会差派人来救赎恁。
That God would send them a redeemer.
然后上帝要差派，迄个是啥物啊？拯救的角，有能力的角。
That God would raise up a horn of salvation, a powerful horn of salvation.
你想看卖头阵啊最见证的查甫囡啊？
Now remember the girl a while ago who gave us her testimony.
这个是叫做 Diane 吧？
Daniel.
我特别袂记伊个名。
I kept forgetting her name.
因为伊有两个，另外一个甲伊弟弟做对个。
Because she's always with another girl.
啊，甲伊上边一个甲廖一个，啊，因特特别做对。
She's always with another girl.
啊，伊是桥中个。
And they're from.
伊在读大学。
Cultural Philippine Cultural High School, and there she's now in college.
你看麦，一个细汉囡仔个面个后壁有一个大。
You see this beautiful face, but you see that behind her is a very burdensome story, a difficult burden. How can a child solve the problems of her parents, of adults?
对吧？但是，迄个无限有力量的上帝有法。
Can that be done? Only a God who has infinite power and strength can do it.
咱教会人的会友的囡仔有八级的毒。
We have members of our church who have a child getting involved in drugs.
但是有人赢过，有人无赢过。
Some have managed to overcome that habit. Some have not.
通常未赢过人是一项。
Usually, people are unable to overcome drugs because of one thing.
伊无信用内在化。
Because they have not internalized their faith.
我再讲，这句话真重要。
This is very important.
伊无将信用内在化。
They have not internalized their faith.
伊只有宗教的外在化。
They only have an outward form of religion.
来礼拜做款义务。
They come to church. I mean, they do things like that.
但是伊内心伊无迄个啥物啊？信用内在化，变做相信是伊的，即上帝是伊的，唔是别个人的上帝。
But they have not internalized the faith. They have not owned.The God, the faith that they, the God they believe in.
当咱每一个人相信有迄个信用，这个神内在化了，是咱的上帝是。
But when we have God in our heart, when we internalize our faith, when God is really ours,
我跟你讲。
Then let me tell you this.
将来是啥物？
We don't know the future.
但是上帝这个神会带你行。
But God will lead us.Into that future.
So, 我感觉真正的盼望是什么？
So, what is true hope?
不是我看什么。
True hope is not only what I foresee.
乃是我的盼望在神，那个带领我的神地。
True hope is in the Lord who will lead me into my future.
也带咱行。
He will guide us.
咱的无常的境界。
And then we might encounter different things in the future.
我最近看了一卷册。
Recently, I was reading a book.
这卷册本身是叫做Nicole 写的一卷册。
The book is written by someone called Nicole.
伊这个
Nicole.
然后这个册名叫做 The Questions of God.
And the title of the book is Questions of God.
然后伊汉文翻译叫做两种上帝。
And in Chinese, the title is translated as Two Kinds of God.
然后伊这卷册吼主要是讲讲啥物啊？伊讲到两个真重要、真出名的人。
And the book, in essence, talks about two very important people.
一个是 Sigmund Freud.
One is Sigmund Freud.
另外一个是 C.S. Lewis.
And one is C.S. Lewis.
然后，伊这两个人本身，伊讲了两句话，伊的对白安尼讲。
Now these two people said.
讲啥物？伊讲 Sigmund Freud's question, C.S. Lewis' answer.
The subtitle of the book is Sigmund Freud Questions, C.S. Lewis Answers.
所以換句話, Sigmund Freud 有真多疑問題。
In other words, Sigmund Freud raised many questions.
Then now C.S. Lewis 來答疑問題。
But C.S. Lewis was able to answer those questions.
其中一個真重要的問題是神存在嗎?
One of the important questions that was raised is, does God exist?
所以 Sigmund Freud 是無神論反有神的存在。
Now Sigmund Freud, of course, was atheist. He didn't believe that God existed.
C.S. Lewis 较早期也是无神论者。
Now C.S. Lewis came from an atheistic background.
但是到后尾，伊经历着甲 Sigmund Freud 双背景的困难，但是到后尾，伊对无神论变成有神论。
But later in his life, because of certain difficulties that he faced, he became a theist and he became a believer in God.
然后伊经切的后尾。有一个一章专门讲到死亡。
And the final chapter of that book also talked about death.
然后，伊两个，一个是讲到 Sigmund Freud 才有死，另外一个讲 C.S. Lewis 才有死。
And it contrasted the death of Sigmund Freud and the death of C.S. Lewis.
然后 Sigmund Freud 死的时阵是1939九月二十三号。
Sigmund Freud died on September 23, 1939.
伊是叫人家签墓碑。两拜，然后伊过身。
He asked for a euthanasia. He asked for an injection that he might die.
头一拜签了这个墓碑了，无死。
First they gave him an injection of morphine, and he didn't die.
第二拜，伊签落去，伊个过身。
And he asked for a second dose so that he could die.
第九月二十二号内面。
On September 22.
然后 Sigmund Freud 做啥物
？Sigmund Freud did one thing.
伊走去看一卷册。
He went to look at a book.
然后这本书的伊的名叫《The White Ass Skin》啊。
The name of the book is The Wild Ass Skin.
然后这个哈是 by 叫 Blazak 写这本书。
It was written by a certain Blazak.
然后伊这本书里面讲什么
？And in this book, it says.
伊讲到有一个作，这个主角是叫做 Raphael。
The hero of that book is called Raphael.
然后伊有一摆，伊要求一件代志，神就给了伊一项物件。
He asked for one thing, and the gods gave it to him.
这项物件是讲，我若要想什么，我欲望爱什么，我拢总会得到。
He asked that the god would give him the ability to make true whatever wishes he had.
所以这个上帝就允准伊。
And so the gods gave him that ability.
但是有一项条件。
With one condition.
这条件是什么?
The condition is
我就给你一个皮
that he would receive a skin.
然后这款的皮你穿在你的身躯顶
and he would have to wear that skin.
但是每一次你愿望想到那个愿望那个欲望一出来你这件衫会愈收缩淡薄
Every time he wished for something, it would come true, but the skin would tighten a little bit.
然后他想很多东西无论金钱财米然后女的
And he did wish for many things, gold and silver and treasures and women.
到落尾，落尾，伊死伫伊一个所听的女的人的怀中，叫做 Pauline.
And in the end, he died in the arms of a woman that he loved, whose name was Pauline.
就是伊是和迄个皮收缩到一个堪将袂脱开死去。
He died of suffocation from the skin tightening too much.
Sigmund Freud 落尾落尾九月二十日看了这卷册了，伊就过身。
Now on September 22, Sigmund Freud finished that book, and on the next day he died.
伊讲一个信息。
And he gave this message.
世上你偌济愿望。
No matter what hope you have in this world,
你到落尾，伊是愈将你生命是愈食愈食愈食。
It onlyIt consumes your life.
到落尾你无半项。
So that in the end you have nothing left.
你有完死地下。
And you will die.
伊是死在一个无愿望的内面。
And that's how Sigmund Freud died of hopelessness.
C.S. Lewis 也是得毒瘤。
What about C.S. Lewis? He also had cancer.
伊也是死。
He also died.
但是伊要死的前。
But before he died,
伊做真侪真趣味的代志。
He did many interesting things.
伊看真侪真趣味的册。
And he read many interesting books. And he asked for many friends to come over for coffee. And a lot of people commented that he didn't look sick at all. He was living as if there's no care in the world.
因为 C.S. Lewis 相信一项。
Because C.S. Lewis believed one thing.
因为死亡唔是结束。
That death is not the end.
其实我要入到到伫上帝内面。
He believed that death is simply a door to step into God's presence.
所以伊有迄个愿望，所以真了然。真坦然面对伊的生命。
Because he had that hope, C.S. Lewis kept that hope until the very end.
Sigmund Freud 无迄个愿望。
Sigmund Freud did not have that hope.
C.S. 有迄个愿望。
C.S. Lewis did have that hope.
所以你看到人哦，有愿望偌大分别。
So you see the difference hope can make in a person's life.
但是只有神教我当实现伊所应允的命。
But of course, only God can.Accomplish whatever he promises. So, brothers and sisters, as the new year approaches, today, of course, is the last worship service we have in 2016. Brothers and sisters, I want to ask you, do you have hope? As you face 2017, do you have hope? The second question you have to ask, is your hope founded in God? Third question. Whom am I depending to achieve this hope? May all of you have hope so that in life you may find meaning, you may find strength.And you may find the direction. May God bless you. Let us pray. Thiên về Thượng Đế, con cảm ơn Đi, in vì sinh tan, tòa lại, ưng bằng, in vì Giê Xu u xuất si, in vì Giê Xu u lại, in vì Giê Xu u thuê quân si, in vì Giê Xu u cố hóa, quân sẽ u phát thăng, u dịch quan ấy ưng bằng. Thiên về Thượng Đế, con cảm ơn Đi, in vì từ Đi lại đến.阮有一个愿望，伊阁是一个永未落空的愿望。求主帮助，互阮伫生命内面会通找到意义，互阮会通找到力量，互阮会通找到方向。愿意阮的一生托主的喜悦。感谢你，伫这个圣诞的时阵，阮阁一摆用感恩的心，阮要来家己多谢，也是阮要来敬拜你。安尼祈祷奉主耶稣的名。